And now, The Ancient Ones, a space comedy by David Brin, from the back cover of the paperback. We were first. Humans invented star drive, bringing light and movement to the galaxy, forging a grand alliance with all races. Well, most of them. It seemed the galaxy was ours to lead and to share, till we met demis. Oh, they're not so bad. They mean well. Impulsive and exasperating, sure. Often brilliant, cheeky, volatile, moronic. Always astonishing. Did I mention exasperating? And lucky. Gradually it dawned on humanity, hey, that's what we wanted to be. In ancient sci-fi dreams, we pictured ourselves as the impulsive lucky ones, not wise, patient elders. Only now, they reverently call Earthlings the Ancient Ones. And demis are having all the fun. Dr. Alvin Montessori is human advisor aboard the mostly demi-crewed star cruiser Clever Gamble, orbiting Oxytocin 41, where something weird is going on. It starts when the crew unreels a humongous hose down to the surface, and their first contact team discovers a whole lot of something weird. Life, death, and the living dead will never be the same. Chapter 1. So, you've decided to come down here, slumming, almost finished with your academy training and raring to go to hit that old galaxy, squeezing it for adventure. And you heard about a senior class tradition. Head down to a spaceport bar where retired characters hang out with implausible stories to tell. Things never taught to human cadets. Not in formal class, that is. Did they also tell you academy administrators don't approve? That you may get docked pay or pick up a demerit from old Gasbag? Or that Professor Admiral Bloodsucker might do something even more painful to your tender human necks if she catches you down here? Don't care? Well, well. Such a daring lot of eager lasses and lads, and you bought the first of several rounds, so, all right, you're paying, I'll drink and tell. And if you snicker at my professorial tone, well, I was a lecturer up there on the hill for many years. Not that you shaved tails are in any position to judge, so just shut up and listen while this old brain calls up those ancient tracks. Only a few human beings qualify for this job. You students, the elite of our race, may Yahtzee pity us, are being trained for a difficult and dangerous task vital to the survival of our world and many others. For those finally chosen to serve, the demands will be heavy and unending. First, above all other requirements, you have to like demis. I mean, really like them. Try to imagine spending a voyage of several years crammed in tight quarters with over 200 of those brash, rambunctious, impulsive, affectionate, abrasive, and maddening creatures, sharing constant peril while daily enduring their puckish, brilliant, idiotic, mercurial, and always astonishing natures. It would drive any normal man or woman to gibbering distraction. Against such pressures, the human advisor aboard a demi-ship must always display the legendary Earthling traits of calmness, reason, and restraint. Plus, heaven help us, genuine affection for the impossible creatures. At times, this fondness may be your only anchor, your sole hope. Everyone knows that love and hate are cousins, and so, while I remain loyal, even now, to my demi-captain and crewmates, there were days when some infuriating antic left me frazzled to the bone, times when I found that I could fathom the very different attitude chosen by our Spartan foes, who wish to roast every demi slowly over a neutron star. When such moments come, you must take a deep breath, count to 10, and find reserves of patience deeper than a nebula. More often than not, it's worth it. Demis love nicknames. They call us humans the Ancient Ones. From their point of view, it's obvious. Not only do we live longer as individuals with lifespans of 100 or more Earth years, but from the Demi perspective, our people have been roaming the galaxy since time immemorial. Well, after all, most member races of the Federated Alliance learned starflight from us, as Demis did when we contacted their world 58 years after our first ships departed the solar system. That's how much longer we roamed the star lanes, 58 years. And for this, they deferentially call us Ancient Ones. Sure, why not? The first rule to remember, you youngsters, a rule even more important than the choice imperative, is to let Demis have it their way. But you came down here to patronize an old man, pretending to learn from his experience. So keep my glass full, and don't snicker when I slip into present tense. The memories are that strong. Let me tell you about the time our good ship, Clever Gamble, entered orbit above a planet of the system, Oxytoxin 41. I was at my science station, performing routine scans, when Captain Ohm inquired about signs of intelligent life. "There is a technic civilization," I explained.